USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special counsel Robert Mueller's team tells a federal judge because former campaign chief Paul Manafort repeatedly lied, they don't recommend leniency when he is sentenced next month. The sentencing memo describes years of criminal behavior. He lied and misled his bookkeepers and lawyers. He also lied to members of Congress, the special counsel, and the grand jury. And he misled members of the Trump administration. Venezuelan National Guard fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters trying to free up emergency food and medicine at the country's border. When a group of activists tried to get 3 flatbed trucks with humanitarian supplies into Venezuela, guardsmen set the trucks on fire. At a rally in Caracas, President Nicolas Maduro threatened the United States, saying if it attacks, his army will retaliate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
R. Kelly continues to proclaim his innocence. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
This after being charged Friday in Chicago on 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving 4 female victims. R. Kelly's lawyer, Steven Greenberg.
He did not force anyone to have sex. He's a rock star. He doesn't have to have non-consensual sex.
Bond is set at $1 million. Kelly had to surrender his passport and cannot have contact with anyone under 18. Prosecutors say 2 of the alleged abuse victims were 16. One was between 14 and 16. The fourth was 24.
The Trump administration says it will prohibit taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from advising women about abortions. The move that HHS said was necessary for transparency and the legal use of tax dollars is being applauded by social conservatives. But Planned Parenthood says it believes the administration is targeting them, stripping $60 million from all of its medical services. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A legendary men's basketball coach speaks publicly for the first time after he was involved in a highway tragedy last Wednesday night.
The grief and pain his family is feeling at this time is simply put unimaginable.
Police say 74-year-old Hall of Fame coach Jim Boeheim tried to avoid another vehicle that had crashed into an interstate guardrail just outside Syracuse when he inadvertently struck and killed 51-year-old Jorge Jimenez, who was outside of the vehicle. After Syracuse's loss to top-ranked Duke last night, Boeheim said he's devastated for his involvement, but explained to reporters why he went forward with coaching last night.
All I can say is I felt the responsibility and obligation to my players. I recruited these young men to come play at Syracuse University. They needed me to try to do my job, and they understand I did this feeling fully the weight of the tragic accident.
Boeheim passed a sobriety test, and no charges have been filed against him. And on a lighter note, the 2019 Oscars will be handed out tonight, and among the Best Picture nominees are Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, A Star is Born, and Roma, which many say is the late favorite. It's going to be held without a host for the first time ever, although there will be presenters. The Academy Awards, the 91st annual, will air live on ABC starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.